I am more concerned about Survivor Island than my neighbor who's not surviving next door to me.
Bob DeMoss disagrees vehemently with people who say television doesn't affect their spiritual lives. And don't get him started on the Great Commission.
So I'm not going to Jerusalem first and then the rest of the world. I'm not even going out my driveway because I've got so much television that I need to consume.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Friday, July 28th. Don't forget that we're challenging you to make this August your TV-free month. Stay tuned for more information. Here's Nancy.
Our guest all this week on Revive Our Hearts has been my first cousin, Bob DeMoss. And we've been talking about his book, TV, The Great Escape. Bob, again, I just want to thank you not only for writing this book, but for coming on Revive Our Hearts to tell our listeners about this 30-day TV turn-off challenge.
It's been my pleasure. You know, for 20 years, Nancy, I've been listening to fellow believers say, Bob, it just is not that bad. The TV does not influence me at all or my family.
Influences everybody else.
Everybody else, but not me. Yeah. And there's this sense of denial that somehow I can handle this. I know what I believe. I know right from wrong. And so the fact that I'm sitting here watching, you know, the latest dancing transvestite come onto a popular talk show and espouse like same-sex marriages or rights for this or that or whatever you have, that somehow it's not going to influence me to start thinking differently about the sanctity of marriage, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about that kind of argument that I hear over and over, it takes me back to the story of Samson in Judges chapter 13. One of the things as I was doing some Bible study that just struck me like a bolt of lightning was when Manoah first received the knowledge that they were pregnant. And it came through an announcement by an angel. Now, how many births in the Bible are announced by an angel? There's only six.
Mm-hmm.
So that means this is big news. Samson's birth, just like John the Baptist, just like Jesus, was foretold by an angel. In fact, two times. So Samson had marching orders. There was a call on his life to be a man of God. Well, what do we find like two, three chapters later? He's over with the Philistine Delilah in bed with the enemy. I mean, she's stroking his hair. She's just toying with her when she's like, oh, Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength. And then three times he pulls a fast one on her. And then she ends up saying, you know, you've deceived me these three times. Why don't you tell me the real strength? If you love me, they pull the if you love me card, you'll tell me. Well, then he breaks down and tells her. And if I could just read in chapter 16, verse 20, then Delilah called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Here's the thing. He is so arrogant as to think that he can lie in the lap of Delilah and flirt with her, the sworn enemy of the people of God. He thinks he can lie there and be untainted by that situation. Then he doesn't even realize that the Spirit of God has left him. And that's what we're seeing. I think that's why the church today is so stagnant, why we've lost the power that we could have to bring revival to this country that desperately needs us, because I am more concerned about Survivor Island than my neighbor who's not surviving next door to me. I don't even know their name. I don't even care. So I'm not going to Jerusalem first and then the rest of the world. I'm not even going out my driveway because I've got so much television that I need to consume.
And as we heard yesterday from your and Letitia's friend, Pam, who shared that powerful testimony, there's a Christian woman who admitted that her theology, in effect, was being shaped more by Dr. Phil and Oprah than by the Word of God. Mm. And think about those three precious little boys God has entrusted to her, and she was raising them on the world's wisdom, the world's thinking, and it took a dramatic challenge like this 30-day challenge that you've given, where they turned off their TV for actually 6 weeks. It took that for them to realize
How far
they had gone in their thinking and how much they'd been co-opted by the world's way of thinking.
Well, and I think that's why, too, Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
And how do you guard your heart?
You don't guard it by inviting the enemy into the center of your house, the most intimate quarters, your bedroom. You know, where you invite them into bring images and to celebrate the kinds of things God calls sin.
Yeah.
And they call evil good and good evil. So that's where the going TV free for 30 days, the goal ultimately is to gain a sense of balance and a tune-up. You know, you might have to say, you know what? I was better off without this thing.
Now, I can hear as you're giving this challenge, Bob, you're saying 30 days, no TV viewing. I can imagine some of our listeners, wives, moms, thinking, that's what we need in our family. My husband's the TV addict. He's the couch potato. I'm sick and tired of the TV going on in our home. So he walks in the door tonight and his wife is there to say to him, we're turning off the TV for 30 days. Right or wrong way to approach this?
Probably not the best idea. I think you want to come alongside of your husband, for instance, and say, you know, honey, I've been convicted in my spirit that something's got to change. I don't feel as close to you as I'd like to be. I think I'd be a lot more productive for you and for our family, and that we together would enjoy and savor so much more in life if we could just maybe get rid of that for just a period of time. Why don't we just try it? And
that's likely to motivate him.
You know, you find him start to say, well, but you've also been praying about it too.
Yes.
So this is not just like an effort to talk him into it.
Yes.
Now, there are some where, in fact, I got a story in TV, The Great Escape, where the husband wrote me and said, Bob, we have a disagreement. My wife refuses to go without the television. She says that's what keeps her company all day long. And so we've got a disagreement. I don't know how to do this TV thing. Well, the idea is to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to go solo, then set the standard. You know, go for it. But don't say, okay, over here I'm reading all of Plato and Shakespeare and Homer and, you know, John Calvin's works and all this stuff while you're watching TV. That's the last thing to do is to lord it over or to make a big thing out of it. If your husband's not on board yet, consider you and the children going TV free. And then if husband wants to watch TV, then go for the walk with the kids and start to sort of quietly, gently win him over.
Yeah. And some of our listeners, like the story we heard from Pam yesterday, are going to sit there the first day looking at each other and thinking, what in the world do we do? One of the things I should have mentioned earlier this week but that I appreciate about your book is the whole second half is really a 30-day devotional.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. In fact, I designed short chapters that you could read at dinner now that you're not racing to go watch a TV show or you're eating dinner while the TV's cackling away.
And there are actually 30 of
these. There's 30 of these, so one for each day, and sort of an inspiration, motivation. I'm your coach. I'm your cheerleader. I'm the person coming alongside of you with each day to give you some perspective on different topics about proper speech, about the use of time, about thinking critically, about the kinds of skill development that make you a visually literate person, some alternative activities. Each day we use some scripture and some practical ideas and some fun stories, but they're very short, the kind of thing you can work together with after dinner or maybe talk about on your walk that you now have time for.
And so what are some of the things that people may find they have time for that they didn't when they were addicted to the TV?
Well, extra sleep is a big one. I don't know how many people in the surveys, you'd think that this is not a big deal, but people say they're so tired and they say, I unwind with the TV. Well, in reality, TV is not a relaxing medium. You're being flashed with all kinds of temptation, rapid movement, loud sounds, car street explosions, all this other stuff. So when you turn off the TV and you actually find that, man, I'm getting my chores done. It's still 9 o'clock. I can go to bed. I can, you know, read a book and drift off to sleep. I'm getting 8-9 hours sleep. I'm more rested.
And can get up and have time with the Lord
in
the morning.
And be refreshed with the Lord. Have devotions as a couple. I mean, you see a lot of new things happening that you didn't see before because TV drains us on more levels than we ever would consider.
Well, there are lots more aspects of this we could discuss, and the week has gone by so quickly. Bob, I want to thank you for this book and for challenging our listeners as you have. And I just want to add my word. I hope that every one of our listeners will seriously consider taking this 30-day challenge to turn off the TV, unplug it, and if you need some help knowing how to do that, what to put in its place, here's a great tool that Bob DeMoss has written. It's a book called TV, The Great Escape. You can order that through our website. You can call our 800 number. But, you know, it really comes back to the heart of the matter. And I think there's perhaps no better place in the Scripture that states that than Psalm 101. I will ponder the way that is blameless. O Lord, when will you come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. And that passage goes on to talk about how this writer says, I want those people who love righteousness, those people who are pure, those people who speak the truth, to come into my house, to be a part of my lifestyle. And I don't want strangers who are telling lies and being deceitful and have perverse hearts to be a part of the fabric of my life. Is it possible that you've been allowing evil, wicked, ungodly strangers to walk in your house, to play with your children, to entertain you during the day through the means of the television? Well, it may be time to make a break, to break the habit, to start some new habits. And you may think right now, as our guest Pam told us yesterday, that seems impossible. I didn't think I could do that. That's why the challenge is not do this for the rest of your life. The challenge is take just 30 days. Pull the plug. Bob's got some great practical ideas here of what you can put in the place of the TV for those 30 days. And I really believe if you'll take that challenge, you will see some lasting transformation in your life. And as you see those changes, write them down. And then I hope that you'll write us here at reviveourhearts.com and let us know what God is doing in your life as a result of this TV turn-off challenge. And hopefully it'll be a challenge not just to turn off the TV, but to develop a whole new level of intimacy, perhaps in your marriage, with your children, and most importantly, in your relationship with the Lord.
That's Nancy Lee DeMoss speaking with her first cousin, Bob DeMoss. Bob wrote a book called TV, The Great Escape. We'd like to send it to you, along with a couple of special TV screen clings you can put up to remind yourself and your family of the 30-day TV-free challenge. The book and the attractive clings are available for your gift of $20 or more when you contact us. Here at Revive Our Hearts, we exist to call women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Your gift helps us do just that. Have you signed up to take the TV-free challenge yet? You can do so at reviveourhearts.com/TV-free. It's a great place to share your experience with others who are also taking the TV-free challenge and get creative ideas on what to do instead of watching TV. Once again, our website for Bob's book or to sign up for the challenge is reviveourhearts.com. If you'd rather call us, our number is 1-800-569-5959. Again, it's 1-800-569-5959. Next week, we begin a series from the book of Proverbs called The Way of Wisdom. I hope you can join us for Revive Our Hearts, and have a great weekend. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.